With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says former President Donald Trump offers hope to all Americans.
Hope that we can reignite this economy and bring back prosperity to American citizens. Hope that we can raise our kids in secure neighborhoods and safe streets. Hope that we can renew the patriotism that binds us as a country together, one nation under God.
And Vance says that Kamala Harris has effectively embraced illegal immigration.
Remember that as border czar, Kamala Harris has allowed a literal invasion of this country, more than 10 million illegal aliens, and she's refused to deport the people who are already here.
Both Vance and Trump appearing today at a huge rally in Asheboro, North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli army targeting an airstrike in Lebanon against a major commander in the armed wing of the Palestinian Fatah movement.
The attack on the outskirts of the port city of Sidon is the first reported strike on a Fatah member since the start of the Gaza war. The Israeli military said the official killed, Khalil Makdah, and his brother operated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps and were involved in directing attacks and smuggling weapons into the West Bank. Also this morning, Hezbollah attacked Israeli military positions with rockets and drones after its weapons storage facilities in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley were hit overnight. Concerns are rising that the hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, could become an all-out war.
BBC correspondent Hugo Hagen reporting. Russian authorities say Moscow has come under one of the largest attacks by Ukrainian drones since the start of the war in 2022, but that all of those drones, 45, have been destroyed. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in California have killed a child protection measure.
The measure would have made it more difficult for small kids to access pornography online, and it passed the state assembly with flying colors. But when the legislation reached the state Senate's Appropriations Committee, it was quietly killed without a vote. The California Family Council accuses lawmakers of giving in to pressure from the pornography industry, saying, quote, "It seems that money talks louder than common sense in this state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Families of two transgender teens in New Hampshire filing suit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their high schools. The lawsuit says the two boys, who are both living as girls, have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports cropping up now more frequently. This is SRN News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will likely provide some hints about how the Fed sees the economy and what its next steps may be. That's coming up in a high-profile speech Friday in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Federal Reserve officials have said they're increasingly confident that they've nearly tamed inflation. Now it's the health of the job market that's starting to draw their concern. With inflation cooling toward its 2% target, the pace of hiring slowing, and the unemployment rate edging up, the Fed is poised to cut its benchmark interest rate next month from its 23-year high. How fast it may cut rates after that, though, will be determined mainly by whether employers keep hiring.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street at this hour. Dow Industrials up 31 points, S&P ahead 20, the NASDAQ gained 83. More details at srnnews.com.